The Gospels According to Love, audio, Matthew 18, The Greatest in Heaven, April 16, 2005. All at the time the disciples went to Jesus asking, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of love?" Jesus called a little child to him and sets the child in the midst of them. Then he said, "I say to you, unless you become converted as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of love. Whoever therefore humbles himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of love. Whoever receives one such little child in my name receives love. Whoever becomes offended by one of these little ones that believe in love, it is better for them that a millstone be hanged about their neck and they drawn down in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of that which causes mankind to hate. For it must be that hate comes, but woe to those by which the hate comes through. Why, if your hand or foot offends you, cut them off. Cast them from you. It is better for you to enter into life halt than maimed, rather than have two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. If your eye offends you, pluck it out. Cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes be cast into hellfire. Take heed you do not despise one of these little ones. I say to you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my love that is in heaven. For the Son of Love is come to save the lost. What thought do you have about a man who has 100 sheep when one of them goes astray? Do they not leave the 99, go into the mountains, and seek the one which has gone astray? I say to you, when he finds it, there is more rejoicing for that one sheep than for the other 99 that did not go astray. Even so, it is the will of love that is in heaven that not one of these little ones perish. Moreover, if someone makes offense against you, go and talk to them of their offense between you two alone. If they hear you, you have gained a friend. If they will not hear you, then take with you one or two others, that is in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. If they neglect to hear, then tell it to the church. If they neglect to hear the church, let them be to you as uncivilized and stubborn soul. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loosen on earth is loosened in heaven. If two or more of you agree on earth about anything asked for it, it will be for you by love that is in heaven. Where two or three are gathered together in love, there I am in the midst of them." Then Peter came to Jesus saying, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?" Jesus answered, "Not until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of love is likened to a certain king king that would take settlement of account with his servants. When he began, a servant was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. For as much as he could not pay, his lord commanded to be sold his wife, his children, and all that he had, and payment be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, I will pay you all. Then the lord of the servant became moved with compassion, loosened him, and forgave him his debt. The same servant went out, finding one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence. He laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that which you owe. His fellow servant fell down at his feet and asked him, saying, have patience with me, I will pay you all. And the servant would not. He went and cast the fellow into prison till he paid the debt. Then his fellow servants, seeing what was done, were very sorry. They came and told their lord all that had happened. His lord after that called him and said to him, O, you wicked servant, I forgive you all that debt because you desired love, and you should have also compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you. His lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors until he paid all that was due him. So likewise shall my love do to you, if you from your heart forgive not every one of their trespasses.